Honolulu Civil Beat brings us our reality check with coverage about hitting the pause button for this legislative session. Reporter Blaise Lovell joins us this morning. Hi there.
Morning, Catherine.
I would have loved to have been to that news conference yesterday. It's so interesting.
It was, and it feels like not so long ago, you know, we were talking about, or lawmakers were talking about things like raising the minimum wage, expanding preschool. They really unrolled that package at the beginning of January, and since then, you know, we've kind of just hit this wall in the legislature where everything is really up in the air. And, you know, even after this news conference where reporters got to ask questions of lawmakers, a lot of things are really still uncertain, and the most uncertain thing is when and if the legislature will convene. They haven't given anybody a real indication of when that could be.
And, you know, things are moving so fast with this because, you know, we heard, you know, limiting groups of 100, then it went down to 50, and then when I heard 10, I put the calls out saying, hey, what does this mean for our legislative process?
Right, and that's actually something that the lawmakers were considering. And you mentioned those numbers, 50 down to 10. The resolution that suspended the session, they said, you know, 50. But I think that morning, you know, President Trump was on TV saying that it should be, you know, even less than that. And the lawmakers, you know, at the press conference yesterday, Senate President Ron Cochi said that they did think of other alternatives rather than suspending the session. One example that he gave out was trying to compress the session calendar. So session typically ends around the first week of May. He suggested that possibly they end sometime around mid-April, but that would have meant speeding up a lot of hearings, and it could have meant reducing the access that the public actually has to the legislature, which is something that other states have done. But he said ultimately that didn't seem something that was workable.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, how do we strike a balance here between public safety and then transparency and the political process?
Exactly. It's a good point. And, you know, another thing we wanted to point out, and I did ask this because a lot of people have brought this point up before, it's about teleconferencing. You know, other state legislatures allow folks to, you know, submit remote testimony. You can either go to a location that's separate from the legislative building. We haven't been able to do that yet. I know there was a pilot program for a short time a few years ago, and, you know, Alelo and Capital TV have worked on trying to get more hearings online, but it's one of the things they also considered was figuring out how to work remotely. But the Senate president said that they're still waiting on an opinion from the Attorney General to see if that's something that they could legally do. That's what they're really unsure about yet. And they're also not sure if they even have the technology to meet remotely or have people either tune in or submit, you know, live testimony remotely.
And I haven't checked, but I don't know if you know about the other states, I think it's what, Georgia and Pennsylvania, that have suspended their sessions, you know, how that all works, if they run the same time as ours?
Right. There's a few legislatures in session now, and like you said, a few of them have suspended them. There's one other, and I can't remember which state, but they've been limiting public access to their building, so only either lawmakers or legislative staffers are allowed in. And just to piggyback off that point, the Capitol will still be open. So the lawmakers are all going to work. They're all be in their offices. And, you know, they're encouraging people to call them if they have any concerns or want to talk about legislation. And their offices are also still staffed. You know, they have all their committee staff. They have all their clerks, all their regular office staff to, you know, work on things during this recess. And House Speaker Scott Psyche pointed out, they all are getting paid, so the public should really be encouraged to still keep in contact with them during this recess.
And talk about the video conferencing, because I know, you know, they have tried to use that and use the technology to help out the folks on the neighbor islands, you know, who can't fly to Honolulu and provide testimony in person. But that isn't really widely used, if I recall right.
I haven't actually seen it used at all this session, and I know that lawmakers in the past have actually flown to other islands to conduct hearings so that people could show up and, you know, and submit testimony. But what before the recess went into place, the Senate had put in new rules asking the public to actually stay away from the Capitol if they could, and instead, even though they don't have the ability to, you know, have remote testimony, they're still asking people to submit written comments via email.
Yeah, and I know that they've had various events planned, you know, the art tour, the public art that's in the lawmakers' offices. I believe they suspended that just because of the concern about the virus.
Exactly, just like everything around the state, you know,
yes.
all those concerts and all those events. And interesting enough, yesterday at the news conference, some of those legislative leaders were, you know, calling on the governor to increase certain screenings at airports, like taking folks' temperatures. And a common thread we heard yesterday from all the government officials was just please stay home if you don't have to. However, none of them went as far as to say, hey, restaurants, hey, bars, hey, movies, let's shut that down. No one has said that yet. And, you know, other cities around the country have been doing that. But it doesn't sound like the state's just there quite yet.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Blaze.
Thank you.
That was reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. To read his story about the legislative session on pause, head to civilbeat.org.